The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines, as well as a senior advisor to healthcare.com. Here he is. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like Ed Sullivan. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'm okay. So I've done a little bit of detecting for you. So I think by now most people with a TV have seen this ad that's featuring poor Sue from Ohio. Jill, have you seen her?
Pardon me, yes.
She's sitting at a kitchen table, and she's worried that some new federal laws will limit the number of drugs that she actually needs through Medicare to control her type 1 diabetes. So she's in a bit of a spot. And she says, quote unquote, they call it negotiation, but it means the government decides what medicines I can get. Ooh, that sounds bad. Then in tiny type right at the bottom of that ad, as it's about to go off the screen, you see these little letters that say, hey, Sue is coming to you courtesy of Big Pharma. Now, that's the lobbying group for America's powerful drug makers. And that lobbying group, by the way, has an annual budget of about $500 million. So you're going to see a lot of Sue if you haven't already. And you're probably going to see some other Sues all sitting at their kitchen table, all wringing their hands about the big bad government taking away their Medicare drugs through negotiation. You know what? Don't believe a word Sue says. She and Big Pharma are lying. The Washington Post took a look at that, at this Sue Metascare ad, and they gave it three Pinocchios. You can't be a bigger liar than that.
Really? Is it only three? I thought it was five.
Well, three, and I think they go to four.
Okay.
Three is a lot.
It's a lot for an ad that is getting, again, I'm not going to digress too much, except to say that these ads all across the boards are diabolical because you are forced to use skills to sort of tease stuff apart that you're not using any other time in your life. So it's really dastardly.
And yeah, I'll explain it to you. Here's the truth. Under the federal law, the Medicare Administration, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's CMS, okay? CMS is allowed, not allowed to negotiate with drug makers for lower prices, federal law against it. That's one reason we pay twice as much for our drugs than citizens around the world with governments that negotiate prices with the makers. So, just some countries like Canada, Japan, France, Germany, UK, just to name a few. It's also why drug prices here have increased 160% from 2007 to 2018, and they're rising another 5 to 10% this year, as drug companies generally price at 1,000 times their cost. 1,000 times their cost. In other words, we're getting ripped off. And it's no wonder that a third of us skip refills. In many cases, we just can't afford to refill. But finally, the Biden administration and the Democratic lawmakers, primarily driven by Democrats and the Biden administration, they appear determined to push through federal laws this year to allow CMS and the head of Health and Human Services to negotiate prices with the drug makers. Now, so Big Pharma is howling because negotiation would reduce drug prices by 50 to 75%. That would save the American public, that's you and me, folks, around $500 billion in lower drug prices and lower health insurance premiums. And that's just in the next 8 years. So there's big savings for you. It's lower profits for the drug makers. So Big Pharma is rolling out Sue and her pack of lies. Now, her whopper is that negotiation would somehow limit the drugs Medicare members need to stay healthy. That's a big scare. But the exact opposite is true. Medicare doesn't limit drugs. Essentially, it helps you get every drug approved by the FDA. And there are no provisions in the laws that are being discussed in Washington right now to change that. In short, the government will not create a national drug formulary. That's a limited list of approved drugs. That's a word you need to understand, formulary. So, Jill, have you had any adventures with drug formularies?
No, but that would be a Marshall question because you know that I'm the anti-drug.
You're the anti-drug.
But okay. That being said, you know, I think that, once again, this is incredibly important because if you read between the lines here, it sounds as though there's everything good about being able to not pay these highest, stupidest prices for stuff when there are lower prices to be paid and to be able to get what you want. I can't see that that's a bad thing.
Absolutely. So now here's how our drug – and by the way, it's a screwed up system. So here's how the drug system works. Private drug insurers – and that includes self-insurers, you know, big corporations that insure their workers, and big drug chains, all the big drug chains, CVS, et cetera. They negotiate with the drug makers for the best possible prices. So you got all kinds of individual negotiations going on. Depending on the price and the demand for the drugs that are being discussed, the insurers then maintain a list of approved drugs through their own formularies. So there are a whole bunch of thousands and thousands of formularies. The government, through CMS, then helps Medicare members to shop the widest range of choices. The government requires the insurers, all the insurers, to provide at least two drugs in each class of ailments. That's anything from antidepressants to whatever else is bothering you. So the federal government doesn't limit drugs. It's the nation's for-profit insurers that do that in their negotiations with the drug makers. So let's take Sue's case, right? I did some detecting for you, Jill. I actually took a look at the range of poor Sue's drug choices to control her type 1 diabetes. What is she facing? Well, her body, she's not well. Her body isn't creating enough insulin to keep her sugar in balance. So she needs her meds. She needs her insulin. But my count, there are 12 major forms of insulin Sue can inject, from long-lasting insulin to quick-acting insulin and everything in between. There are about 12 forms. And guess what? In my search, I actually started to feel sorry for Sue and for the other 34 million people in this country who are suffering from diabetes, because under this current system, there are limits to the choices from the private insurers, and it promotes higher prices. As I see it, Sue likely needs special permission from her private insurer to get 25% of those 12 drugs. Okay, what's more, the prices are crazy. For the leading drugs, four of the leading drugs cost only $25 a month. But long-lasting Livermore, that goes for $275 a month. And get this, rapid-acting Novolog costs more than $150 a month, but as little as $112 through the leading drug discounter, that's GoodRx. So your private insurance actually is charging more than you can get going down to your drugstore and using a drug coupon. So, I didn't see the logic of any of these prices. And I have to say this very frankly. The American Diabetes Association didn't help me understand it, nor did the ADA even tell me where it stands on Medicare negotiating for lower insulin prices. I would expect more from the ADA. Fact is, the public overwhelmingly wants government negotiation for drug prices. Nearly 90%, that's 9 out of 10 of us, want government negotiation. That includes 75% of Republicans. But the majority in these polls, and this is the key point, the majority oppose negotiation when they hear that it will lead to fewer choices. So that's why Big Pharma and Sue are spreading that lie. That lie works, okay? So next time you see is good old Sue up here on your TV or an ad like it, these Medicare ads, just tune her out. And you got to pray that Congress goes ahead with the negotiation laws that they're contemplating. No, if so, drug companies will only be able to charge a little over what they collect internationally. Okay? And that's going to drive those prices way down. Like I say, down 50 to 75%. And by the way, if the drug makers don't make a deal, they come to the table, can't agree on a price, sorry, then the federal government will hit them with excise taxes. So it's going to cost them a lot to be stubborn. And the laws down in Congress do even more than control these drug prices. That's why you really have to pray that they pass it. Medicare would finally be able to cap our out-of-pocket drug costs. We've talked about this a lot, catastrophic drug costs. When right now there is no limit to the amount that you might have to pay for your drugs. And I've had drugs that cost me, as I've said many times, thousands of dollars a month. And there's no limit whatsoever. Well, okay, if this drug law goes through, part of it is that we'd cap your out-of-pocket drug costs at about $1,000 a year. More than that, original Medicare would be able to cover for the first time, not the Advantage plans now, but regular old Medicare, original Medicare, cover hearing, vision, and dental. That's part of the deal. And all this, I believe, can be done through reconciliation, which is a loophole in the law, which allows the majority party to put something into law that it affects the national budget, okay, without a single vote. So Democrats can do it without a single Republican vote. So, Jill, that's where I stand on Sue and Big Pharma this morning. It really, at my core, upsets me that Big Pharma would be looking for this excuse, a lie, that the negotiating drug prices, which would drive it down and save people all kinds of money, somehow would limit your choices, because that's the thing that turns the American public off, even though that's an absolute falsehood. They know it's not true, and yet they hammer it.
Kind of makes you wonder what else they're doing that to, doesn't it?
Well, you know, look, it's interesting, because at this point, it's sort of the drug companies, under the cover of having produced these vaccines to fight COVID, they've got a little bit of a halo around them. But at the same time, if you look more closely, Big Pharma is raising their drug prices by 5 to 10% across the board. They're putting out this phony Sue ad and others like it to scare people. So the drug companies at the end of the day are being pernicious, and they need to be called out on it. And the way we are doing today, and I hope and the way the Washington Post did with their three Pinocchios, and, you know, listeners, don't believe it when it's coming from Big Pharma. They are distorting the truth to drive up their profits, and the CEOs make their goals and collect their stock options and get richer at your expense.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.